So we're starting the Maracha of Das Atzmeinu, getting to know ourselves, and that's going to be a process of some time. So he says, our goal over here is not to give you a broad explanation of all the different types of kerchos and nefesh. Which means theoretically I'll take out a list and I'll go through all the different types of personality types that are out there, and different strengths that people have, etc. And we'll talk about each one and you'll figure out where you fit into the picture. I'm not going to do that for you. Our goal is to get to know ourselves. So you have a chavim. We need to clarify. As we get to know ourselves, we're going to meet ourselves because that was on here, and we need to know how to respond. So one day I wake up and I realize that I'm a cheapskate. You know, never really thought about it too much, and I come to recognize that I'm a cheapskate. So what's my response supposed to be to that? Is it Larachik or Lakarov? Mahashim and Matias Kirkashan or Lispayash Mehat? Am I supposed to be Marachik? Am I supposed to be Makarov? Am I supposed to make peace with it? Am I supposed to be embarrassed with it? What's the thought process that I'm supposed to have? Let's talk about that. Sin was an edge of Sadi Alpha Madal. I'm going to tell you this, Rebbe. Gubna Shama, you can't let me leave to me out some minute. So the Gubna Shama, we discussed about this Masha before. They can cut partners off in the din. Ketzer. Gubar Mer Neshama Chatov. It wasn't me, it was a Neshama. Harai, Shem Yoyim, Shepir Shem Yimeni, Reni Mutal Kevin, Dremen Bekevin. I'm not doing anything. Since the Neshama left, I've been just lying like a rock in the cavern. So it ain't me. Obviously, it must be the Neshama. Shema Meres. Goof Chatov. I'm flying around like a bird. I'm not doing anything bad. It was the body which did it. So each one says it wasn't me. So this is Athena's S. Rebbe. So Lachara, it's a good taina. So what's the Russian's answer for that? Amrlay. So Rebbe said back to Athena's. I'll give you an example, an analogy. He had this beautiful pardus and he had very, very luscious fresh fruits. And he had a problem with the sherman would take advantage of the fruits. So he had a sweater dip. He put two sherman in. One was lame, one was blind. The thought process being that the chigger can't walk to get the fruits and the suma can't see to take the fruits. And you have to imagine that vis-a-vis the outside people, just practically on the shmira, they didn't know that the guy was lame and the guy was blind, so they were scared to go in because they saw people that, because they did, like, you know, it's not really very great deterrent to Ganovim if you have a lame person and a blind person, right? Okay. Some of the chigger l'suma, b'charis nos and iroi b'paradis. He says, I see really gishmak of fruits. So what should we do? So boy bar kibeni when the vim lo. You know what? I'm riding your back, and I'll guide you, and we'll get the fruits, and we'll split it. So they went, they took the fruits, and they ate them. So the king came back. I had these fresh, luscious, fresh fruits. They were like growing beautifully, and they're gone. What happened? I couldn't be me. I'm lame, I can't walk. I can't see, it wasn't me. So the king was not stupid. He stopped what happened. He says, fine. He put the two together and brought them to court as a unit and judged them as a unit. Same when they ate as a unit, they judged as a unit. Maybe the Shema was Erka, so the version says, fine. The Shema says it wasn't me. The goof says it wasn't me. The answer is the goof is a summa. It can't see. The Shama is a chigger, has no way to travel in this world. Put it together as a unit, the judgment as a unit, and that's the marshal will judge. Okay. That's the Gemara. So now, what can we take out of the marshal? So the first point of the marshal is obviously that we have to look at the point of the marshal, the very simple. We're not an Ashama, we're not a goof, we're a combination of the two. That's what we spoke of before. Revolva has a different lakuda. If we use the marshal, the Sharmrim, right? So it means that the goof and the Shama both have a play a role as Sharmrim. So what's that point? So what's the paradis? The paradis is the world that we are supposed to live in. Now, the world that we live in, the Baruch Hashem is challenging us to use the paradis properly, is ourselves. And the Baruch Hashem gave us Shomrim, which the Baruch Hashem put the Kachos in the goof, the Kachos in the Nefesh, which will allow us to thereby use the paradis properly. The kachos aguf are blind. The kachos nefesh are not blind. Okay. Taibes hakaim mamritza oyson. So where do we see, for example? We see, for example, the Russian put into us a desire for life. Now that's batsim. It's a kach ivir. It doesn't necessarily have a clarity to decide when to use it, when not to use it. But the Russian put it there for a reason, because that's what allows us lishkar al briyos seino. That if we wouldn't have a time of skyim, right? So why should I want to take care of my health? And the moment of danger, the time of chayim is runs into high gear to maintain the human being. So the Baruch Hu gave us that kerach haguf of time of chayim as a way to be shomer on maintaining ourselves. Taibas Amin. Amritza son of the Yasid Baezo Halidbana. The desire to conjugate pushes us to connect and create children. Sorry. Hakino. Amritza son of the Ishtadl, the Asagas Parnasa Mechubedis. Right? So the Russian gave us Kino. So it's a kind of ever. It doesn't necessarily have the ability to think about how much it measures. But Russia put it there as a shomer, which allows us to maintain the needs of the goof. Avos Yeladim and Mitzvah Sonal the Tapa Batinarkis Lagabdom. If you wouldn't have Avos Yeladim, right? You let the kid cry his heart out and tough luck. You know, children wouldn't be able to grow up and function. Russian put it in as an Avos Yeladim. Haray Kol HaKerchos Elohim Shomrim Me'udim La'adam. They're very necessary and they're very important to maintain life as we know life. Russian put in us certain natural instincts and desires which help us very much to accomplish that. But the Mahim Shomrim Me'udim Enam Yardim Hem Ivrim. But why that's important? It's important for the personal commandments. And because there's no because. That's important. Right? It's important to be able to take care of your children and to raise them, because what's the purpose of that? What will we accomplish with that? We'll have more kids. There'll be another generation. Like, that's an illogical thought process. Right? That there's a need, there's a function that they don't understand. So the kerchas hanef of the goof are very good shomrim for this paradis, but at this point in time they don't see clearly what's in the paradis. Shomer b'keach kuhin lehiyan l'shom. He writes a matar. He knows that there's a goal. He yachal alos says kivun l'chayen. He can give a direction in life. El mal lishoyf. So what should a person have a shiva for? What he should have a goal for? Lifnei mi la'avoid. Malahasi, what should you be getting with that? Those kaitos. So you know, neshama b'shmiras paradis hakayim. That's the neshama's role. It gives you a clarity of the direction. You know, it tells the goof where to go, what to do, what to take. The val nishtamash b'kachas eno l'shov. and they don't allow some of Matar Shalem. So otherwise, the figure, right, the Summa can't see. He can walk around a lot. But whatever, he won't get where he has to go. He doesn't want to go. He can't see. But on the other hand, it's Kiger Hanasham. Shein lo leal yoda lebatzei shifasa returner bekerachatz. Zeh is kukul kliyagup. So in what ways is Hanasham Kigeris? The Shama can't do it itself. So the Shama is forced, whether it likes it or not, to use the goof as the Hechatims. Which, of course, is very frustrating to the Shama sometimes. Because sometimes, right, you can imagine the right. So you can imagine that the neshama comes along and would like in our scenario of the suma who's supporting, and the chigur saying go left, and the suma says go right, and it turns right. It's very frustrating to the chigur because it's not going where it has to go, where it's supposed to go. It doesn't always listen. So that's what happens. Right, it's forced to come on to this the summa down there, but sometimes the summa doesn't really get it. It doesn't really, you know, listen. Okay, so that's the moshul to the shun. But together they create. Don't worry about it. It's older than you are. Shir saw the makai. Hakuf noitzin is a kechus. Manashama is a tzura. So what happens is that it's the process is the way we go. So look at it. The one which is able to go and do something really is the suma. The kiger has no ability to do that at all. It's his function. It's all his direction. So the brush put in our goof tremendous different kechus, which are given to us to be shomer. The goal of the Shema is to create the Tzura, means the function and the prop, Hakim, and the direction of how they're supposed to be used. So now, that means if I look at my, you know, let's anticipate this next door. So it means if I look at myself and I find that I have a certain nature, that's not negative. By definition, it can't be negative. That's part of my Shmira. The problem is, I need to find a way to give it the direction and the Tzura, the function, which will allow it to be a good Shema. And otherwise, it's not from the brush. You know, we sort of picture. You open up Archa Siddiqui. Archa Siddiqui, you know, has the midas. You know, Dover Bifufa. So he has Anivis and Gaiva. He has Karitzis and Atzmus. You know, so you know, he's always like the positive one and the negative one. So we're trained sort of like, you know, there are, like, you know, if there are 70 kachas and nefesh, 35 are good ones, 35 are bad ones. You know, and the guy who was mouthful to get the 35 good ones, he's a very happy person. The person who's mouthful to get the 35 bad ones, he's really sad. That's not true. Those two things are a good one and a bad one. All of them are given to be a shomer for this person to accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish. Tell him I was. The key one, the direction, the tzura, it has to be placed in. So when I'm miskala, as I start getting to know myself, and I become aware, I strip away the layers of the veneer of, you know, of denial, I start getting to really know myself, right? I look in the mirror, and I used to look in the mirror, and I see this beautiful, who's the fairest of them all, you know. Now I look and I see warts all over my face. Right, so that's very scary. So I like to say, you know, this is how this is. It must be this is my reaction. You know, this is really the haunted house. It's a fake mirror. It's not true. Because I don't like seeing warts on my face. So that's the wrong way of understanding it. What you're seeing is the Bershom has a kibbutz for you and a tachas for you and a kavanah for you, which will, these kachas are going to allow you to do that. You have to figure out how the neshama should be the director properly. That's his, going to be his point over here. And when it works, it's not pshat, you know, now the neshama won. It's the pshat is kachos, even mishalaguf, misham shim latachlis now. These kachos, which are directionless, they're iver.
Now I have a good purpose.
And the neshama is able to translate that which it wants to do into reality, so, which it couldn't do without the goof. So the goof needs the neshama needs the goof. It's improper to denigrate anything which we become aware of that our realities. Kulam lechutzim. Everything is necessary and important. Our goal is to find the proper mixture of the relationship. So, you know, one of the challenges we always had, you know, he talks about earlier on, he talks about kin. So, he says that the Pasuk says, Rechavat Samus kin. So he says, Rechavat Samus means, literally means the withering of the bones. He says, it means the withering of the atzmius of the person. Kina is, I look at myself and I say, there's nothing of value there. I look at somebody else and say, I see value there. He says, I wish I was him. So as much as I'm saying I wish I was him, what I'm saying is that I don't see value in myself. I've lost my atzmius. So we all went through this tekufa. He points out and says it's very common, especially if you live in, you know, in a yeshiva setting. The yeshiva setting, you're with young people 24/7, 365, or 24/7 nowadays, it's about 215. Okay. That, you know, you're not off on your own. But, you know, but while you're with them on an ongoing basis, day after day, and you become more and more aware of the guy next to you, and this guy is a natural master, and you're not such a natural master. This guy he has a good support, and you're not such a good support. This guy has a much more passion than you, and you're not such a passion. You know, you keep noticing everybody's mile is and all your concernness, because you see it again and again and again, and it's wearing away at you. I wish I was more like. Right? So that's a total mistake. It says the Bereshit gave you your kachas and nefesh. Yes, you are. You know, I mentioned to you my chaver in yeshiva. You know, who was, you know, busy. You know, getting kicked out from yeshiva to yeshiva because he's busy fighting with nunchucks with the goyim in the park. And he had a younger brother who was like this tremendous master, you know, would sit and, you know, they put him down and he'd just go like this, like the babble things, you know, for 15 hours straight and learn, you know. And when he was growing up, he used to drive mad. He's like, you know, like, why can't I just be more? The guy had, you know, he never was evaluated, but I can guess it. He had ADD and, you know, and ADHD and OCD and LFD, SD, and whatever. You know, the guy had every single thing there was. The guy had, you know. The guy was like, you know. And his grandfather was Mamash one of the Gdolei Ador, you know, and his guy kicked out. He was kicked out of 5 yeshivas in 4 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. You know, the last one says the soldier says I was fighting with nunchucks in the park when one of their band caught me. Miller Shear, he went out one day. He left Shear, went out to the park, and was fighting with nunchucks. You know, that's what he did. You know, the fellow right now is one of the most effective care workers in the whole country because his aggressiveness and his assertiveness and his, you know, and his bounciness, and the guy could, you know, would stay up for 48 hours straight without a problem. And he just has so much energy. All that energy which the Russian put in him is now being channeled. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He found the Rebbe, he found the Rebbe to work with him. That was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he can sit, like, you know, and argue and discuss and to think, and, you know, he's a smart person. But all of his kind of which drove him batty when he was younger are all of his mindless today because he found a direction with that. Right, but you couldn't bet your bottom dollar that, you know, when he was 15, he was sitting there wishing with every single part of his heart. He wishes he was his brother.
So what was the answer to the school?
But
what was the answer for the yeshiva? Is it that yeshivas didn't have the ability to handle it, or that,
you know,
it's not
yeshivas like are yeshivas have a problem? I have to tell you, you know, it's not yeshivas are a little better than regular schools. I was just talking to somebody recently, to a mother, long conversation with her about, you know, and you could hear, she said the following motion to me, which, you know, you heard, of course, the emotion and the motion. It says, the animals decided to make a school. You know, the animals decided, it's not going well, the animals have to make it, you know, we need to have this more organized, etc. So they make a school, of course the owl is in charge, because the owl is, like, very smart, you know. The owl's in charge. He says, listen, you know, the owl says we have to set rules for the school because the school can't function without rules. And the rule is, you know, when you're in a class, you have to be part of the class. So what type of class do you have in animal school? So, of course, you have a swimming class. And you have a flying class. And you have a fetch class. So the fish did not do very well in the flying class. And the birds weren't very great in the swimming class, some of them. Right? The cats were horrible in the fetching class. Right? At the end of the day, every single animal was frustrated. So that's school. Okay? When you're 23 years old, 30 years old, you know, if you weren't good at history, you don't have to study any history anymore. If you weren't good at science, you don't have to study any science anymore. You don't have to worry about math anymore. You're very good at, you know, at, you know, psychology and people's skills. You become a psychologist, and you'll forget about your math. But you're in school.
So you have billing.
Okay, good. You hire somebody else. Right? There's a guy who tells. I remember this fellow. I mean, I taught 10th grade. So there's one bucker in the shir. He was not the smartest bucker in the shir at all. He was very good at turning the buck. I can guarantee you. You give him $10 in the morning, but at the end of the day, he has 20. I don't care what it was, he'll find some way to buy something and sell something at the end of it. But at school, he wasn't academically, you know, and there was guys who were better than him, and man, they used to tease him. He says, I want to warn you once, one day he's going to own the business and you're going to be working for him. So don't make fun of him. Right? You're going to be the mathematician, you'll be the accountant, but he's going to be the owner. But when he was in school, he couldn't function. Right. So, you know, we're forced. You take a kid and put them in school, and you expect them to be good at math and good at science and good at English and good at history and good at, you know, all these different things, which they don't speak to him. That's what school is. You know, and we don't do it to adults. We don't say, listen, a doctor, it's very good to be a doctor, but you know, it's very important that you, besides the fact that you know biology and science, you need to be very good at math, and you're very good at English, and if you haven't, read your English, regularly, you're a bad doctor. We don't say that to anybody. You're a good doctor. Can you focus on your doctor? Right. So the schools are a very big challenge. The yeshivas, you know, we make fun of yeshivas. Yeshivas have less; they're more; they have less rules. They're less structure. Well, that is better in a sense. The problem is, of course, still at the end of the day, you know, so what do you do with a guy who's not good at Gemara? So what's his place in a yeshiva? You know, it's a problem, right? This fellow was very good at Gemara, just he needed the right person who was, you know, be able to find the way to connect to him. So there are some phenomenal Rebbeim out there who were able to do that. He found the Rebbe, as he said, it took him, you know, his sixth Rebbe was the one who clicked. It was, it was a Rosh Hashiva actually. Who was, you know, took him under his wing and took him to yeshiva and learned with him, you know. And that excitement and the challenge, you know, all those different things allowed him to have he copped that this person thrives on challenge. Like, the best way to get this to function is to make him something he can't do, because then he'll do it. You know, like, I don't think you'll be able to figure out this diocese, you know. It says, this Tosis is too hard. There's no way this Tosis, I get the Tosis. So we'll spend the next 17 hours working on the Tosis. Tell him, go to the Tosis. I'll say, no, I'm not going to the Tosis. You know, you got to talk to him the right way. But that Mila is, you know, is what allows him to be, what he does now, he does phenomenally. Morgish Kahano. Now, the Russian created the way the Russians set up the world in the following way. We derive pleasure out of getting whatever we have a drive towards. When we get it, we feel good. Okay. Hisogalam Yomeno Rishon Bemacho Shel Roev Teavom Timasoichol Hanoa Soiva Hanoa Sviya. The cycle of eating comes from I'm hungry. My body needs food. Therefore, I develop hunger. Without hunger, we would never eat. And that's a very not healthy thing. You know, it's most people. You know, it's important that they eat. Without eating, it doesn't work. Right? Well, then people which are very old and they lost the desire to live. They're not hungry. Eating without, you know, so the Russian created a mitzvah called teov. Then you eat something. So there's a certain pleasure of eating something. Then you keep eating because that is enjoyable and you get the feeling of being full. There's a hanoah on that. Because the chalila, that plays itself out as a child thousands of times. Shem Bashar Kaifas. Hanoah's El Magilas as a dimion mitzvah tanugim. What happens is that Dimin Oy says that Syria had no the Taklis Atsmis. Hanoah is supposed to be a byproduct. what the dimion of the person has done this so many times, that becomes the purpose. That becomes, so when the neshama is going to come along and saying, well, so the purpose of life is to accomplish X, which, and therefore, and it's very important that you eat, and you eat well, because you'll be able to have the karach, and the dimion says, no, the purpose of eating is to enjoy eating. So now we're confused. Right? Instead of saying that the Russian made us, Russian put in us a nature to have shmir sakayim, says you got to take care of your health. Right? All of a sudden, it becomes instead of the motivation. What's pushing us is the kayach of nefesh of which is the underlying reason why there's te'ovin. But and that's what's pushing us, which that itself is challenging enough to direct the problem. We have to do with a whole other layer of it. The reason why we're doing it is because of Anoa. Shermei partis hachayim, mishalchim yad bebekuris hanoa shermei partis. So if my goal is to maintain the partis, and that it should be used for the becharis should be given back to the bala partis at the proper time, means I should present him with these beautiful fruits at the right time. Instead, they become my focus and I take them for myself. So this is what the challenge which we have to overcome is that the Russian created a cycle of hanoa, which we generate that as the purpose. But the goal isn't to eradicate the source for the desire to eat. But we shouldn't use them as a way or reason to appropriate so the Russian gave me a tremendous kayak of intelligence. Right? And the Russian gave it to me because the Russian wants me to use that kayak to accomplish something. I can then appropriate that and say the purpose of intelligence is to allow me to get more money. And more money gives me more power and it gives me more pleasure. So I move from the purpose of the that which it gave me, which is an eber to start with, to I should be intelligent for what? And all of a sudden it's in place of intelligence for hamlo. So I mentioned this recently. I was talking about Del Carnegie. I have this tremendously painful thought. You ever read Del Carnegie's album, friends? There's tremendous understanding of people in there, of how you can really give people a lot of pleasure by focusing on their needs, focusing on understanding them, listening to them, and therefore it will connect with them tremendously. It's a beautiful thing. So the Gemara says chesed lumen kav. So that's chesed, tremendous chesed. What does he do with it?
How to influence people.
Therefore I can get what I want. So the tachlis of all of this gevaldige kayach that I never developed and understood, that I've learned how to understand people and connect to them and collect with their emotions and take care of them and help them, is because I should get ahead. It's like the Mamash, it's like me'ilah.
Somebody could look at it the opposite way. A Rebbe could read the book and understand it, connect with his tummy, and get somebody more interested in learning to have them go and.
100%. That's what I would want to do with the book.
Right, but I'm saying.
But the problem is, you know.
So Rebbe's looking at other people to read it for different ways, but I'm saying.
But he wrote a whole book that the whole book was about. Now, you could write the book. I could write the same book and talk about how we could go through life and enhance other people's lives and make them happy people. And how much we could give and be which are nice to them and give to other people and help other people. And that should be my To become a giver, because and train you to become a giver, learn to understand people and relate to them and help them. And that's really the purpose. It's more of chesed lumen mechatos. More chesed lumen. They have chesed, but they take that and they make an aveira out of it. Right. So that's what that, you know, the Russian created a tremendous chaos. And the final result is actually get a pleasure out of it. It's like, you know, we're so used to the goal is pleasure that we you know, that most of them read the book and say, yeah, it makes sense. They don't even hear that there's like a horror on the book. And I'm saying, I'm reading the thing, it's just, it hit me, it's like a scary thing.
Okay.